As some of the pardoned rioters and conspirators retrace their steps marching to the Capitol Tuesday, Democrats on Capitol Hill welcomed the witnesses of the Capitol siege to testify at a public hearing, including convicted January 6 participant Pam Hemphill, one of the only defendants to later denounce the riot and reject the president's pardon.
I am truly sorry from the bottom of my heart for being part of the mob that put you and so many officers in danger.
We must never forget.
But while Democrats held a vigil on the Capitol steps Tuesday night honoring the victims, the White House posted a new website about January 6th in which they call the rioters patriotic and accused Capitol Police of escalating tensions with the crowd, which beat and harassed officers. Daniel Hodges is one of the more than 140 law enforcement personnel injured and worries the Trump administration is rewriting history.
What do you think is important for folks to know?
That everything occurred exactly as it appeared to, that, you know, there's no conspiracy here. There's, you know, it wasn't a Fed-surrection.
Republican Tom Tillis of North Carolina took to the Senate floor Tuesday calling for a plaque to finally be hung in Congress honoring the police officers.
We should look at every police officer and every sergeant-at-arms officer and every Capitol Police officer and thank them every single day.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will not agree to hang that plaque, even though federal law required it to be posted by March 2023. He says the law requires it to be redesigned, reconsidered, and reapproved by Congress.